Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Once again, I'm doing a second audio on Monday, the 9th of February. You know, I listen to pretty much all the audios for the month of February so far. And Bernie, also known as Top Gold, has mentioned how he found February, I think it was, in one of his audios, how he used Google to search and get, you know, basically you type in February and all this stuff comes up. Well, I decided, you know what? What comes up when I do it? And I found this really cool article. It was dated February 14th, 2013. For the second year running, Audio Boo, a social network for capturing and sharing and listening to audio, is inspiring its users to join in February. Excuse me. Audio Boo users can offer their thoughts on celebrations, well-known people, and historical events by creating an audio clip or boo by using the hashtag February. And for those that don't know why we use the hashtag February, it's because it was called Audio Boo before it was called Audio Boom. And we decided to keep it as February. Continuing on with the article, the month-long event encourages people to share their audio news, opinions, memories, and questions, joining a global conversation about a particular topic, such as Valentine's Day. Themes have so far included Groundhog's Day, the birthday of humanist and philosopher Sir Thomas More, and Inventor's Day. A number of Audio Boo users share their thoughts on the invention of the internet for Inventor's Day. And it gave a list of different topics. February 19th marks the birthday of Bridget Jones author Helen Fielding. Users might share their review on Fielding's novel or reveal dating disasters bigger than those suffered by Bridget herself. And it goes on. And then there's this little final. Audio Boo is a social podcasting platform for the next generation already used by thousands around the world. Audio Boo is hugely popular as a social network for the blind. And we are delighted to bring visually impaired and sighted communities together in an interventive way. In order to sign up or listen to the wide range of February contact, please visit blah, 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 and search for the hashtag February. To see the full list of daily themes, visit the blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, wow, how cool is that? So, this is dated the 2013, and in its second year, so that means it started 2011. I am under the impression, my memory serves me faintly correctly, that it was started by Jonathan Sawyer GB, on Audio Boo. And it is true. The other thing I was thinking that I failed to mention in my last audio was that out of all the platforms that I've been on and used, Audio Boom is the only one that has these audio challenges to bring our community together. I won't name the other audio platforms that I'm on, but Audio Boom is the only one that I've used that has a sense of strong community. I've used some other ones and I've tried to get them to, you know, join in this. event, because I didn't want it just for one platform, but how cool if it could be a global conversation where people share their thoughts, their experiences, their opinions on one particular topic for the day. And that's why, I guess, you know, thinking about doing these audio challenges is then you become a part of something, big. How cool is that? It's too bad that, you know, it still couldn't be out there promoted, you know, by some of these websites that say, hey, look, check this out. They're more advertising, you know, Audio Boom, or Audio Boo at the time, you know, as this platform to use. Because like I said, the other audio platforms don't have this sense of community. And if they do, please correct me. I've, like I said, I've tried to get involved with other communities, and sure, you get a couple people talking to you, but it's very difficult to get people. And when you have something like this that brings people under one big umbrella, you know, you can learn so much from people. And how it says, you know, the VI community and the sighted community, and they come together. Okay, I asked a question about technology. How do you feel technology would affect you in 5 years? Well, my sight is not so good. I have really thick glasses, and if I take them off, I can't see anything 4 inches away from my face. How is technology going to affect my vision in 5 years? Well, we already know they have LASIK surgery. Who knows what they can do? And if I had a good imagination, I would let it run wild, and I would share that. And like I said, there's no right or wrong answer. So what if my answer sounds silly? It's something I thought of. And who knows? Somebody could stumble upon it and go, hey, that's not a bad idea. We can do that. I'm just saying. Not that it's going to happen. I'm just saying. You know, that's why I said, take the daily topics and apply them to yourself. And then answer the question. I mean, you don't have to, you know, do it word for word unless, you know, it does apply to you. And if something, say something that, if I ask, do you like horror movies? No, I don't. Well, why don't you? Well, because of my upbringing, or my religious beliefs, or they scare me, they give me nightmares, because then we learn more about each other. And I used to do a podcast, and I said, everybody has a tale to tell. What's your tale? Tell me. I'm listening. We're all listening. The sense of community. And I really want to say thank you, and to those individuals that were hesitant about doing this. That's great. That you're doing it. It really, really is wonderful that you are participating in this. And it is a pleasure for me, and I'm sure for others, to listen. And with that being said, I'll talk at you guys later. Laterness, people.